I would invite you to take a Bible, if you wish, and turn to 1 John 4. I'm going to actually read verses 9 and 10 from 1 John 4. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Y'all thought you were going to get out early today after the choir finished, but I couldn't let that happen. Although that's a tough act to follow. But I think in the gift of love that has been offered by the choir and Stephanie today, as great as that is, there is a greater gift. So here we are, 1 week from Christmas. Gifts have been bought. Well, okay, guys tend to wait. But hopefully most of you have already purchased or made what you will need to buy or make. Hopefully you will not have to go out to Purgatory this week, Woodruff Road, and all the shops on Woodruff Road, or the entrance to it, the mall. And hopefully you will not disappoint those to whom you give something at Christmas. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy receiving things at Christmas as well. Though more and more, I primarily want my family to be safe and to be together. But as I was thinking again about Christmas a few weeks ago, I was struck by the fact, once again, that at the first Christmas, God is the one who actually gifted us the most. God gifted us with His love in and through Jesus. And though there were gifts brought later and presented to Him, they all paled, even the gold and frankincense and myrrh, to what God gives to us. So, at that first Christmas, God gifted us with that love in and through Jesus. And the gifts given in response to God's love were not given to so much to Mary and Joseph and others as to Jesus and to honor Him. Now, there are a lot of reasons that people give gifts. Some try to bribe somebody into liking them, right? They give them a gift. Others, because they feel obligated to return a favor. Some to try and gain points or maybe chips to be played later. However, the best gifts are given out of love. Out of love and care for the person or persons to whom we give them. And actually, it is meaningful to give gifts to someone for whom we care, because it's not really all that much about gifting them as it is about giving of ourselves. You know, God gave us that gift of Jesus, and we read about it throughout the New Testament. But we read a few moments ago in 1 John 4. God gave us the gift of Jesus. Why? To show us that He loves us. And to show us how He wants us to live with Him and with each other. The author of 1 John speaks regularly about love. And here in chapter 4, he states for us very clearly that the divine love is revealed and saves and the expected manner in which we are to live. He tells us that in the faithful Christian community, one receives from as well as extends to fellow believers that love and that grace and that care. In fact, he says that we who are Christian live in a fellowship where we can flourish and grow because of love. This is only possible, though, not because we're so great and wonderful, but it's only possible because love is sourced in God, not in us. You see, God is love, as the New Testament states. And how do we know that God is love? We could give all kinds of stories, perhaps, of experiences of God's love. But at the foundation, we know that God is love because that love is grounded. That love is shown in God sending Jesus. And in the living and giving of the love command that Jesus not only gave, but that Jesus lived. In fact, he even lived it for those who were killing him, praying that God would not hold it against them. God reveals his love in the sending because his desire for us is that we would extend that love to others and have eternal life with him. Rudolf Schnackenberg. Sounds like a good Christmas name, you know, Schnackenberg. Rudolf Schnackenberg says that Jesus being sent or coming from the Father makes sense, quote, as pre-existent being with the Father and the distinctive Son, that is the only begotten. Jesus is the word of life from the very outset. And God's intent is that believers live in and through the word of life. End of quote. By the way, the word used here in the Greek New Testament is monogenes. It means the only begotten or the unique one. There is no other. New Testament theologian N.T. Wright says, and I quote, Jesus is the one sent from and by God, not only as a messenger, but as the very embodiment of his love. End of quote. And I would add to that, that Christian love is not centered and does not originate in our love for God. In fact, the writer here says, it's not because we love God, but because he loves us. And that love is not limited. God's love is not limited for those who are predetermined believers, but that any and all may be forgiven and receive abundant life. The writer of 1 John states that. The writer of the Gospel of John, in quoting Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his monogenes, only begotten, his unique Son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is in God's giving and God's sending of love that we find everlasting life. Peter A. Jones, a Baptist theologian and former pastor in Georgia, writes, this love is demonstrated supremely in the atoning sacrifice, but is inherent in the very sending. End of quote. That love is inherent, not just in the sacrifice. It's in the gifting of God to us. Therefore, love is not just an example of God's character. Rather, it is a spiritual gift given to us at rebirth. And it speaks to the fact that God is not a something out there. God is a someone. But a someone who acts in a decisive way, acting in love. And neither God nor true disciples of God merely claim love. Love eventuates as an act. It is not enough for us to say we love God or we are loved by God. We must act. It is both God's act in sending Jesus and our act in living Jesus each and every day. And not just at beautiful times like this. So, we look to the manger and the birth. We then follow the life. You see, the best way that we can say thank you to God for His gift of Jesus is to love Him and then to love others. Not just saying we love Him, but by the way we act, by the way we live, as Christ not only lived His life, but lives in and through us. This time of year, we need to act as if Christmas really means something to us. Not just coming to see the beauty, to listen to the music, to say Merry Christmas, but to live Merry Christmas. We need to act as if Christmas really means that to us. In the middle of trees and gifts, Santa lists, the hustle and bustle of shopping, we need to not only remember that the most important part of Christmas is celebrating Jesus' birth. We need to remember and to show that Christmas is special by doing acts of love. By gifting God and gifting others with actions of love. One Advent custom in Eastern Europe is to prepare a bed for baby Jesus. Sometimes it's a manger, sometimes it's a box in the home. And then to do things that Jesus would do for others. A lot of times they will take a box about 3 inches by 6 and an inch deep and place it on a table. And next to it there will be a small bale of straw. Each time one does something kind or helpful for family, for friends, for others out in the neighborhood, that person gets to take a piece of straw and place it in the manger, hoping to fill that manger with acts of love and gifts of grace. It's a great thing. But why just do it at Advent and Christmas? God gifted us with love in Jesus. We are gifts for others. And we should gift God by doing gifts of love and grace and celebrating with joy not only the manger but the life with which we have in Jesus. If you would, take a hymnal and turn to hymn number 284, The Birthday of a King. We're reminded not only that we do celebrate the birthday of the King of not only the world, but the King of the universe. But we're also reminded that in the coming of that King, He's not one who forces Himself, but one whom we claim to follow. And so may our commitment be to bring gifts of love, not only for His birthday, but for all the days thereafter. Number 284. The Birthday of a King.